You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Boston. Good morning and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day four coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three of our coverage from this great event. We've had a lot of very, very interesting and fascinating conversations. I think we're in for something special here. I'm looking forward to hearing about this research.
Well, we are. I mean, there's so much innovation and technical advancements. To get somebody that's really on the bleeding edge of what's happening in terms of research is something I'm pretty excited to hearing about.
Yeah, me too. Let's get to it. Say hello to our guest. His name is Rashed Ben Mansour. He is a professor of mechanical engineering at King Fahd University of Petroleum and Minerals in collaboration with MIT. Rashed, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, gosh. The pleasure is ours, Rashed. Before we get into our very important conversation, I wonder if you give us a quick overview of the university and the work that you're doing in the research.
Yeah, my university is in Saudi Arabia, and water is a strategic resource for us. And most of the water we use is desalinated, so it costs us a lot of money. And there is 20 to 30% loss of it, so we lose about 1 to 2 billion, depending on statistics. So we decided to do basically some research on how we can save some of this water being lost or leaked.
Mm. Such important work.
And we picked up MIT as one of the best universities in the world to help us solve this problem.
Well, water loss because of leakage in the distribution pipeline is something that we've talked an awful lot about all through the conference here. Take us down another level of detail. You just mentioned 20, 30% loss, but what's another level of detail underneath that? How are we losing that much?
Effectively, water loss is either through leakage, which can be due to a breakage in the pipes, due to rust in metal pipelines, or bad workmanship in plastics, because most of pipelines now are being replaced by plastic pipes. And sometimes it's at the connection between the network and the user. But most of it, it was found that it is between junction and T's, or 50%. At least, of the loss.
Well, what are the methods used to detect water leakage? I mean, we've talked to a lot of organizations. That's what they do in trying to stop that. But walk us through some of those methods, and how do you localize that? I think that's where technology is really going to become interesting.
Right.
Yes. Basically, there are, I would say, three general methods. One, methods which are done outside the pipe, but the sensor has to touch the pipe. The other methods are in-pipe methods, which means you have something that goes inside the pipes. And the others are remote techniques. For the outside methods, or the methods which where the sensor needs to touch the pipe, mainly they are either acoustic, so they are based on listening to the leak. If there is a leak, then the leak will create some noise, special noise, and through these acoustic sensors, then one can try to listen to that special noise and locate the leak. These methods are either by listening acoustic method, correlation techniques using two acoustic sensors or two accelerometer vibration sensors, or sometimes even geophones. So mainly the out-of-pipe methods are acoustics or pressure sensor techniques with some statistical modeling, some advanced signal analysis that will help us locate where the leak is. The other methods are in-pipe methods, and that's where our method falls in. For example, there are in the market method which are called the Smart Ball or Sahara or Gottesberg robots, where these methods are again based on acoustics, but the robot or the object, the sensor goes and floats with the water. And there are also remote techniques such as infrared imaging techniques, ground penetrating radars, fiber optics techniques where the fiber cable is inserted close to the pipe so it can sense the humidity effect and that would create basically, again, a signal through the fiber optics.
Rashad, talk a little bit more about the differences in the technology that you're developing and why that's important.
Okay. Our method falls in the M-pipe, basically, method. So we thought that by going M-pipe, we can listen better and localize better the techniques. So it has three parts, the mobility part, the detection system, and the wireless communication. The mobility allows us to move either with the flow, so we don't use energy, and if the water in the pipe or the fluid is stagnant, then we can we have a battery to locomote or to basically move where we want. The detection system is based on a new method which has been patented, and this is where our invention comes. It's based on pressure suction. Whenever you have a leak, you will have a large pressure gradient very close to the leak. And if you pass basically a flexible object next to that leak location, then it will be sucked. So we use that suction force or that pressure sucking technique effectively, and we build around it, we designed around it what I would call a mechanical integrator that will allow us to use only a couple of sensors to sense the leak anywhere around the pipe. And in addition to that, so once we sense that basically signal or that leak, then we will communicate that through wireless communication. And we have done some research on underground wireless communication to make sure that we can basically send an alarm to the base station.
So this sounds pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
Rashad, walk us through, I want to be sure the audience is real clear on the direct benefits of this new method.
The acoustic methods, though they are spread and those are the technique, 70% of the techniques being used, but they suffer from the noise. I mean, because they are listening to noise and there is environmental noise everywhere and there is noise created by the water flow. So how can you detect that this is a leak or a noise somewhere else? So in general, they are 40 to 50% reliable. However, our method doesn't care about the noise being created. So everywhere you have a leak, you have a suction pressure, and you will detect that leak. There are some challenges. If we have time, we can talk about them. So that's the benefit. And in addition, acoustic noise travels better in metal pipes. Most of the pipelines today are being basically changed with PVC or fiberglass pipes, and sound doesn't travel as good in those pipes. So the cost of putting these sensors every 100 basically feet or so becomes enormous. Our method doesn't suffer those shortcomings. And hopefully we will be contributing to the technology of leak detection in a good way.
Mm-hmm. The research is fascinating. From a very pragmatic standpoint, how close is this methodology and the technology behind it to being deployable on a large scale? Are we there now? Are we 2 years away?
At the university, we do the research. We don't do development. So we have developed some technologies at the research stage, and we built a few prototypes. So we have a prototype, basically, that is working in a compressed air pipe. So we are very close. We probably need at most a couple of years of development, and we need here, obviously, people who are commercial people, investors who are interested in these technologies to help us take that to the R&D stage.
So there's still some more research to go in the program. There is a working prototype, and from the results of testing and experimenting, you're optimistic this thing's going to do what it can do, it sounds like.
I hope so, yes.
All right. So, Todd, this is really intriguing. Rashad, I have to ask you, what's the smallest leak you can detect?
The smallest leak normally in the American or European standards are based on the percentage of leakage, which is about less than 2%. We can do that very easily. But what's more important that we normally depends on the pressure. Most of the leak detector will not detect a leak under 1 bar gauge. We can do a leak detection under half a bar. So our method is quite good in that respect.
Wow. Did you notice the way he said less than 2% is a no-brainer? Like anybody can do that? I mean, I just wanted to point that out. I mean, that's such an impressive thing to get down that low, and it's not a big deal for Rashad. Talk a little bit about the future. I mean, this is really intriguing. What's going to come next?
So effectively, at this stage, we are at MIT and KFUPM trying to refine our research findings, our models. And we're basically talking now to companies and the oil industry, because our leak detection method can be applied for gas pipelines, can be applied for oil pipelines and water pipelines. That's the other benefit of this technique. And therefore, we are looking for basically people who would like to basically help us eventually to help themselves and save water, save oil, and reduce environmental pollution, because oil and gas pollution, especially if you have heard about the accident 2 years ago in California, which caused the gas leak that caused 8 people to be dead. So that was a catastrophic accident. So that's where we are. So we are in the commercialization, and R&D stage, or we hope to get in that very soon.
Well, we're at day 4 of ACE 14. I suspect you've been walking around, checking out what's going on and having some conversations with others in the industry about what you're doing. What kind of feedback are you getting? Positive? Are they saying, oh my gosh, they're going to put us out of business? What kind of feedback are you getting?
Yes, I heard that from probably one of the best leak detection, that I'm glad we're not competing, because our leak detection works for the small pipes as well. And most of the leak detection techniques works for the large pipes. And therefore, this guy told me, I'm glad we're not competing with you. But I told him, we'll be competing with
we'll
you.
We'll be there someday. Well, Todd, I think you and I need to retire from the radio business and get our foot in the door. This
is really fascinating stuff, because you think of the financial implications of leak detection at the half a bar. I mean, it's another order of magnitude. I mean, it's a whole new deal.
Rashid, I hate to say it, but we are now out of time. Before we let you go, where can people learn about this project in this research and get more information on your new method?
Yes, basically they can learn about it at the website of the MIT Mechanical Engineering, that's the Mechatronics Lab, MRL Mechatronics Lab, and also at the KFUPM MIT Clean Water and Energy Center.
Got it.
So those two websites, they'll tell them all the information about this project. Myself or Dr. Kamal Yusuf Tommy, who's my collaborator at MIT, are the two main investigators on this project.
Outstanding. Well, good luck to you. Very exciting to hear about it. Rashid Bemisour, Professor of Mechanical Engineering with the King Fahad University of Petroleum and Minerals, and in collaboration with MIT. Professor, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you very much, indeed.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd. Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.